We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds.
Hey there, welcome to the Eurostep, a Milwaukee Bucks podcast, proudly a part of the Eurostep Podcast Network and the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I'm Ty Windisch, and I'm coming to you with something slightly different than usual today. This is a quick look at Sandro Mamukelashvili's recent time with the Wisconsin Herd, including a conversation I had with Mamu on Monday night, and some thoughts on him from Herd head coach Chasen Allen, plus an Eastern Conference scout I chatted with at a Herd game. This is also going to be found in written form on the Eurostep Podcast Network Substack, so be sure to subscribe for free at gspn.substack.com for more Bucks and Herd coverage. Since the Bucks selected him with the 54th overall pick in the 2021 NBA Draft, Mamu has logged minutes at both the NBA and G League level. While he's had his ups and downs in his run with the Bucks so far, as you'd expect from a late second-round pick asked to log rotation minutes for a contender struggling with tons of injuries, Mamu has really come on strong in the G League of late. Most recently, he posted 28 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 3 blocks in Wisconsin's comeback win over the Windy City Bulls. I caught up with Mamu after the game to ask him about the vibes with the Herd, the big win, his fit with Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks, and more. Take a listen.
You started off by saying stats don't matter, winning does. You kind of did both. I think you had 28 points, huge role in the fourth quarter for the Herd. You know, before we get to individual games, just what does it say about this team that you guys struggling a little bit, 76 points through three quarters, come out with a 48-point fourth quarter and get the win?
Just says a lot, you know. I feel like we got guys who just want to fight and want to win. And everybody on the team has a winning mentality. It doesn't matter if you're losing. Like, it's like if it's 2 minutes left and you're losing, we're going to do everything to come back and just compete. And I feel like we just play together. The best thing about this team is everybody's unselfish. So sometimes I'll go off. Sometimes Tucker going to go off. Sometimes Yorgo's going to go off. And nobody's kind of like a ball hog. Everybody just is really, really friendly, really great teammate to have around. So it was a great win. I feel like we just click and we just got to keep it rolling.
Absolutely. I think you had the eight first points of the fourth quarter there. You know, was your mentality trying to take over and get the Herd back in the game, or were the shots just flowing to you?
It's like a team game, and I feel like sometimes you just got to step up. And I feel like this today was my time to step up. I felt like they were not guarding me that close, and I feel like I'm a great shooter, so I'm working on it. And, you know, confidence-wise, when you hit one, you want to go and hit another one. When you hit another one, it's already like just like your day. Like, you just want to keep going. So I feel like guys did a great job of just finding me and believing in me. You know, sometimes when, like, it's not a great team, it's like when the teammates are selfish, they won't give you the ball. But here, everybody's about, like, giving, getting assists and just playing together. So I feel like today he found me, gave me that platform to go out there and help him. And then everybody just kind of all together got this win.
You had a dunk earlier in the game. Kind of looked like you were head faked into going into a DHL and then just took it. You know, you're a guy who everyone knows can read the game well. Is that play just you kind of noticing that there was a lane and figuring out how to take advantage?
Yeah, I feel like I watch a lot of film. I watch a lot of Bucks. I watch a lot of Giannis, Bobby Portis. You know, I feel like it's a great guys to look up to and learn. Plus, like, assistant coaches are amazing. They just kind of, like, break it down for you. And I just know whenever the defense is so uptight, when I go for a handoff, I gotta fake it and drive it. So it worked out perfectly. I had speed coming down. So, you know, as soon as I saw it, I was like, I gotta get it. So it worked out pretty good.
Definitely. You know, you talk about Giannis. I think when you were first drafted, all the things you can do offensively, my first thought was, that's a tantalizing fit with Giannis. You've gotten to play with him a bit. How is that fit coming along, and how do you feel like you're doing up there with the Bucks?
It's amazing. You know, it's a great team to be around, great veterans. You know, I feel like they just teach you so much, and they're, like, all family-minded. And I feel like that translates into the team where you go in the locker room, everybody's really friendly, great teammates, helping you out. No matter how I play, they always come to me and kind of teach me, give me pointers. As I said, assistant coaches, too. So, you know, it's very exciting. And just playing with Giannis is – he's the best player in the NBA right now to me. You know, it's arguable probably for somebody, but for me, he's the best player in the league. And, you know, I looked up to him. I watched the finals last year, and just having him there where I can ask him questions and just learn from him is amazing. So I just want to keep learning, keep getting better listening, and just hopefully, you know, I can run with him more often.
Absolutely. You know, the time down here, instrumental in that getting better process.
100%.
Anything in particular you're trying to work on?
Everything, to be honest. You know, as I said, I come down and assistant coaches, they're here. They do an amazing job of kind of like telling me, like, okay, when you go down, this is what you got to do, and this is what's going to help you. So, you know, defensively, I want to get better. I want to rebound every ball possible. Get my shot more get comfortable, like getting more shots and stuff like that, getting reps. So, you know, as I said, I love this team. I feel like there's so much of talent. Everybody can step up any night. So, I'm just happy to be down here. Everything is like a chance. So I just got to show off and just win as much games as I can.
Absolutely, that's all I got. Thanks, Mama.
Thank you, man.
The positivity was going both ways after the Herd continued its perfect start with that sixth straight win, as Chasen Allen spoke highly of Mamu when asked about his fourth quarter takeover right after the game.
Seemed like Mamu kind of set the tone early in the fourth quarter just with some decisive shot making. What did you think about his game out there tonight?
Yeah, he came in today with tremendous focus, tremendous effort, made shots for us, but he did the little things, rebounding. He had a tough assignment tonight, and I think he matched the assignment and played well overall.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, J.J. Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, J.J. breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's not just people within the Bucks org who are impressed with Mamu's G League tenure either. A scout for an Eastern Conference organization that said he thought Mamu Kalishvili absolutely looked like a legit NBA player and even said he'd be recommending his team sign Mamu if the Bucks were to let him hit free agency after his strong performance on Monday night. Reminder, no need to get too worried yet. Two-way players cannot just be signed out of nowhere. The Bucks would have to waive Mamu if that were to be possible for that team to swoop in. So there's no need to panic right now. But there is some interest, which I think should only be looked at as a positive. 54th overall pick, if Mamu does end up a true NBA player, like this scout believes to be the case, that's a huge win. That's awesome for the Bucks. So great signs so far. It turns out Sandro is a generous guy as well. He came across a package of cookies after his post-game interview with yours truly, and despite definitely earning the right to just eat them all himself given the show he put on, Mamu nicely shared them with myself and some Herd staffers in the vicinity. According to league sources, my taste buds, it was a pretty tasty chocolate chip cookie. No complaints, not perfect, but a good cookie. So I don't know what that says, maybe about his intangibles, I don't know. But overall, Monday, everything was impressive from Sandro Mamukelashvili.